time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media following the Ravens' preseason win over Indianapolis.
Okay, good to see everybody. Appreciate you guys being here. Good night, fun night. Seeing the guys compete, seeing you guys fight, make some plays. A lot of young guys played well. We can talk about all those guys. Fourth down stop at the end. That was awesome and fun to watch and really proud of the guys. BK is going to be out for the season, it looks like. He has some torn ligament in his knee, unfortunately, so I'll just tell you that right now. Other than that, I think we're in pretty good shape with injuries. We had a couple things, but we should be okay with. And this guy right here, man, made a bunch of plays for us and got after it. And we had big kick returns, and we had our defensive ends coming off the edge. We got some sacks and got some TFLs. So a lot of good things to look at and a lot of things to work on. What questions do you have?
John. Last year, the special teams just had so many questions, specifically a punt returner. Just how good was it to see that be a strong point for tonight?
It was really great. I mean, and, you know, obviously what LeJounte did was awesome. And just to be aggressive, the first punt was a short punt, a tough catch. You know, he ran up there and made it, then he gets yards. And every time he had guys buzzing around him, I thought the blocking was good too. But he made guys miss and got big yards, got touchdown, obviously. He's massive. And then Anthony went in there and did a really good job too. Had the pooch punts, backed up punts that were kind of moving out there, and he fielded those, which are not easy catches. So it was good to see both those guys do well. Kick return was good to see. Rasheen hit that kick return was good. That was big field position for us, got us some points. So all those things, yeah, very good. You know, Tyler, I thought Tyler did a nice job. You know, stubbed his toe on the ground a little bit in that one and it made the ball move a little bit left. Perfect other than that. But to see him bounce back on the next kick, especially after getting kind of pushed back into the longer field goal, I thought was really a big step up for him.
John, at what point would you kind of make a decision on the punt returner position? Do you still need to see more out of those guys?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's just go through camp. Let's let the process play itself out. I mean, you know, guys are – we still got two more weeks. We have time. You know, just see what happens. A lot of things happen. This is football, man. Things happen every single day. And we just try to have the best day we can tomorrow.
John, you previously said that you were hoping to decide the left guard competition by the end of this game. Do you feel like Andrew Vorhees showed you enough out there this evening?
Yeah, I mean, can I look at the tape first, you know? But I think he was in the lead, like I said. I didn't see anything that would make me think he wasn't. I think Ben played well, it looked like to me. So we'll let you know probably once we see the tape.
John, T.J. Tampa went, I think, the entire distance, started the game and was in there at the end. You need to look at tape, obviously, but how valuable is that time for him, knowing he missed most of last year, didn't really get those reps in the summer especially?
Yeah, that's right, Luke. It's so important. I mean, that's just really critical for him to play. I mean, he needs to play. You know, he needs to be out there playing and get that experience. I thought he handled it well, got locked in. Sense of urgency was good. Made the play in the fourth quarter there at the end. And the last drive, tough play, made it. A lot of poise. You know, wasn't able to get his head around to the ball, but played it up in the receiver. We didn't have a lot of contact and got the ball off him. I thought that was really good. Made some tackles. Yeah, he did a nice job. And I thought the Jalen Armour Davis did a real nice job out there. Played exceptionally well. Keon played exceptionally well. Ruben played well. Both young, you know, Bo and Sanusi played well. I don't want to miss guys, but I thought that whole secondary did a pretty good job.
John, speaking of the young guys, Malachi Starks, Mike Reedy, Chad, some individual moments out there. Just your impressions of that first game.
Same, really. I mean, I thought Mike Green was, you know, really, really active. And it wasn't just Mike. I mean, Mike was. He was physical and active, run and pass. But all those outside backers, I mean, David Ajabo played really well. Deesa played really well. All those guys did a real nice job. I thought the young D linemen, I mean, you saw some guys in there that you haven't seen. Two international players played really well. You know, I thought that they were physical and good inside. So the whole defense played well. It was good to see.
John, you said throughout that Tyler needs to make kicks in games. He obviously didn't miss the one tonight, came back and hit the long one. Did that introduce any more uncertainty in your mind where you might think about bringing in a season guy to compete, or what was your takeaway from tonight?
No, I wouldn't say that kick, to answer the question, did not introduce more uncertainty, no. I mean, I know what happened on the kick, and I just thought the way he responded was really good, and he hit the ball really well tonight. So I would say tonight was he passed the test tonight. Might not have been A++, but, you know, B+, you know.
John,
Keaton Mitchell, right? We talked to him. We talked to Todd about how he feels more, looks more confident, looks just less tentative than he did when he first came back from the injury last year. When you watch him tonight, what impresses you about him?
I thought what you just said. I mean, I do think, Bo, that's how he looked. He hit it. You know, I mean, Keaton's one of those guys that's obviously got that ability to take it to the house at any time. You can bounce it to the edge. You can cut it back. He's good in the pass game. And then also establishing the fact that you'll run the ball between the tackles. I think he's doing that too, and that's really important. And you don't want to be the guy, right, Keith, that they say, oh, he's an outside run game guy, right? You want to make him pay between the tackles too, and that's something too that I know he's very focused on. Well, we got to check and see how healthy we are. You know, that'll be the key. We'll just have to see how healthy we are in terms of what we do. You know, a couple of positions, but we have to got one guy back from a concussion. We had Ali had his situation today. Hopefully he's okay. We'll see where we're at.
And any early takeaways just from watching on the passing game?
Oh, it wasn't very good tonight. I mean, I thought we might have won that might have been the first. Is there a record for low? How many passing yards did we have? 59? Has an NFL preseason game ever been won with 59 passing yards? Why don't you have that number? Yeah. We'd like to pass for more than 59 yards, I assure you.
John, that said, I mean, when you look at the totality of what you've seen from Cooper Rush, do you feel like you've seen the guy that you thought you guys got in the offseason? I mean, is that?
Oh, yeah. Cooper played well. I mean, you know, he was in there, he had a nice drive, he had to pass, and then we had the punt return, you know, and he was out basically. So I feel good about Cooper. You know, Devin, competitor, fought in there, but just didn't go his way tonight. You know, just really didn't fall in place for him tonight for whatever reason. He's had really good practices. I mean, he's looked super good in practice, which so, you know, you're not going to just say, oh, man, that's it, you know, but it's going to be one that we're all going to have to look at, and he's going to have to look at, and the guys, just see what happened, you know, when we watch the tape. But that's pretty surprising to have that, you know, kind of a night throwing the ball.
Two more for Coach. Kneeling next to Kone when you went out on the field, how kind of emotional from that standpoint is it to see a guy who was playing his first NFL game to have that happen to him?
Very emotional. Playing well, too. Man, that play made a heck of a play. And then even seeing him in the locker room just now was really hard, very hard. But like I told him, the sun will come up tomorrow. If the sun doesn't come up tomorrow, we got much bigger problems. So the sun will come up tomorrow. You'll get this taken care of. You'll be rehabbing. You're part of our team, and you'll be back. You know, so it's just not on the time that you hope for. So I think he'll see that in due time.
John, what can you talk about a little bit with Keaton? Kind of where he is right now and the journey that it really took for him to get back to this point?
Well, I'll tell you, Keaton, you probably should talk to BK. You know, you've been down that road, right? And had to go through that type of thing. So this is the other end. We're talking about BK. This is the other end of that right there, right? The sun does come up tomorrow, and you probably learned a lot on that journey, I'm sure, right? So.
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks.